Blog Talk Radio.
It's gonna be alright.
I know it's gonna be alright.
You're going through, but believe me, it's going to be all right. Why? Because the Word of God says, and we know that all things work together for the good of those that love the Lord and call according to his purpose. That's how I know it's going to be all right. Hallelujah. It's going to be all right no matter what you've been through. Know that God got you. Hallelujah. Welcome to the Word at Noon. I am Lewis Beasley, Apostle of Jesus Christ, called by the will of God, to all the saints and faithful in Christ Jesus. We're so happy to have each and every one of you all. Know that it's going to be all right. Doesn't matter what the enemy have said, it's going to be all right. Know it's going to be all right because God got your back. Hallelujah. If nobody told you lately, God loves you. Sometimes you got to encourage yourself. Sometimes you got to go look in the mirror and say, Lord, thank you. Thank you for the person that I'm looking at. Hallelujah. Sometimes you just got to go ahead on and give God his praise, God. Hallelujah. We're going to have a word of prayer, and we're going to get into the lesson. Our Father God, we come with thanksgiving in our hearts. Your word says in everything, give thanks. For this is the will of God concerning you in Christ Jesus. So, Father God, we come thanking you. We don't know. We haven't. See, it keep jumping off and on here. Not sure what's going on, but have you ever, yes. Okay. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for your word. We thank you for the hour. We thank you, Father God, that your word allow us to come boldly before the throne of grace. I come, Father God, to encourage each and every one of us, which is the body of Christ, that your word says we must stand in the word, even though your currently circumstances doesn't say that. Maybe your current circumstances is contrary to the word of God. So we must remember what David was anointed king by you, Lord, when Samuel, long before he actually sat at the throne, he was no less God anointed through the years of wait. In every perilous time, in every trial, when David despaired of life, Lord, God was still in control. I don't know who I'm praying for today, but I want to say God is still in control. It's through your fear and your faith has to be one or the other. So stop being fearful and be faithful. The Lord was and still is the Almighty. He always, that you are almighty in the eyes of God. God saw David in his less and in his least situation as being a man of valor. So you have to remember, doesn't matter what you see, it's what God sees. So when the wall seems to be closing in and you seem in utter darkness, he says to you, I've done all to stand. Then his word says, stand therefore. Stand on the promises of God. Stand on the fact that God is the I Am God. And he's able to do more than you can even imagine. I thank God for each and every word that will go forth today. Father God, may it be used in such a way and be beneficial to the body of Christ. Praise you for it. And glorify you for it. In Jesus' mighty name. I do pray. Hey, brother and sister, I'm excited, man. I'm excited about what God's word is doing. Hallelujah. I'm having a little internet problems, but it's all good because God's going to maintain what needs to be maintained on this end, and that's for sure. Hallelujah. I see some people in and out, so, but I know God is able. I know what's going on. God has permitted it. So, I'm going to ask if Let's see here. Some of you I'm able to get in here. Evangelist Sharon. Oh, her call keep dropping, and I have no idea why. But anyway, she'll call back. Hallelujah. Well, there she go. Evangelist Sharon. Are you hearing me? Evangelist Sharon, are you hearing me? I know you keep dropping. Well, hey, brothers and sisters, I was trying to make sure I'm not certain why things are happening like this, and maybe God just wants me to go on with this. Let's see if Pastor able to hear me. Pastor Bill, are you able to hear me? Her call dropped. Evangelist Sharon, are you able to hear me? Hallelujah. Okay. They're coming in, but they're dropping. I don't know. I'm not sure why this is happening. But, okay. Well, praise God. You know, I hope you all are hearing me. At the time, I'm gonna take a minute and do something else here. Calls keep dropping, and I'm not understanding why. You there, Evangelist Sharon? Hello, Evangelist. Okay, her call just dropped. Okay, it must be in this program. Hallelujah. Well, hey, brothers and sisters, I'm not sure. Well, there you go. Let's see, it's Evangelist Renee. I see some others. I see Pastor, are you able to hear me? Evangelist, Pastor, are you able to? Well, wow. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 drop calls. I don't know why the calls are dropping at this particular time, but I'm going to take a moment and do something here and see if the calls are still going to drop. Let's see here. Calls keep dropping. I ask you all to bear with me for a moment. Hallelujah. I'm trying to figure out why these calls are dropping. It's not making sense to me. It says it on this end, or if I need to call the people. Well, calls keep dropping. Just bind that up in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We're going to bind that up.
Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. Please hold and you'll be able to listen to the show.
Well, praise God. Uh-oh. All the calls are just dropping. I guess I'm still in there. I'm not sure what's going on. But anyway, just to kind of recap some of what we went over this week, some of the scriptures. First of all, we're talking about praying in tongues and speaking in tongues. And I just want everybody to be clear. You understand that God put these tongues in the church. And when you say tongues, you're talking about languages. That's what you're talking about. Just like English, Spanish. Spanish is a tongue. Spanish-speaking people the people that speak Spanish, that's their language. The people that can speak Spanish doesn't mean that that's that the people. That means that's the language that they're speaking. And there are people who were born with that tongue or with that language. Now, we went to 1 Corinthians, I believe it was 1 Corinthians 14 and 4, where it talked about he that speaketh in an unknown tongue edify himself. And that's okay. Build yourself up, people. That's great. But he that prophesy edify the church. So you're going to either build yourself up or you're going to build the church up. And it's okay. But just don't get it twisted. Don't get it confused that you're speaking in a language that you don't know. You edifying yourself. That's what he says. He that speaketh in an unknown tongue edify himself. So see, you're not helping the church. So you're in the congregation of a bunch of people. The last thing you want to do is speak in tongue without an interpreter. Now, he says this, I would that ye all speak with tongues, meaning different languages, but where there ye prophesy. For greater is he that prophesy, meaning preach, declare the word of God, than he that speak with tongues. See, it's more important that we actually have an interpreter that the church may receive edifying. So see, tongues were to edify, to build up. So we get people that knowing that, hey, God is awesome. He giving this person the same thing he giving us. Doesn't matter what language. And it comes out. I just think that's awesome, people. 1 Corinthians 14:6 says, now, brethren, if I come unto you speaking with tongues, what shall I profit you? Except I should speak you either by revelation or by knowledge or by prophecy or by doctrine. That's a good question. See, a lot of people don't understand that. But in 1 Corinthians 14 and 6, I'm going to read that again because I want you to get this. 14 and 6. And let me see if anybody's able to stay in here today. I don't know why these calls are dropping. They keep dropping over and over. So I have no idea. But anyway, I'm just going to go this route. And y'all just either hear it on the internet. I don't know what's going on the internet as well. But, however, in 14 and 6, he says, think, friends, if I come to you and all I do is pray privately to God in a way only he can understand, what are you going to get out of that? Think about it. What are you going to get out of it? But if I don't address your plainly, in other words, so you can understand, with some insight of truth or proclamation or proclaiming or teaching, what help am I to you? It's sort of like if a musician, instrument, be it flute or harp or whatever, aren't played so that each note is distinct. I mean, you got to be able to understand it. So how would you be able to catch the melody and enjoy the music? Well, so it is with tongues. You got to be able to understand it, people. So if the trumpet call can't be distinguished, will anyone show up for the battle? That's what they used to do when they would have battles. They would blow the trumpet. It's the same way today, brothers and sisters. How do you know what's going on if you don't know what's clearly being taught or what's clearly being said. So this is why you have interpretation of tongues. So I just pray that, you know, you understand that like that. I pray that you understand the Word of God as truth. I pray that you understand that God is not the author of confusion. It's so, so important. You have to start with truth, brothers and sisters. You have to. And if you're not willing to start with truth, then what's the point? It's pointless. If you're not going to say, well, here's what the truth is, how do you know it's the truth? Because the Word of God says it. That's how you know. Can you think of a better truth than the Word of God? I challenge anybody out there, especially when you talk about all of us understanding, what's a better truth than the Word of God? I don't know of a better truth. So we need to understand that like that. We need to understand that 1 Corinthians 14:26 was something we talked about. And brothers and sisters, I'm going to be honest with you all. I pray you're making notes. And if you're not, you need to go online and hear this. Folks used to say, get the tape. Man, if you don't have these notes, I will give them to you. All you got to do is hook up, text, something, and I will give them to you. 14:26 says, how is it then, brother, when you come together, every one of you having a different song, having a different doctrine, having a different tongue, have a revelation and have an interpretation, let all things be done unto edifying. So you're going to either edify the church or you're going to edify yourself. And there's a method, there's a way by doing this. If you're going to edify the church, then you need someone to interpret that. If you are in a different language or if you're speaking to a different group of people, you know, then you're edifying the body of Christ. Suppose you have a Spanish friend and want you to come and, now I'm going to tell you this as well, too, because you're speaking of language, there's sign language. Because I saw something the other day on the news. They wanted the truth to get out. They wanted the truth to get out. So they did sign languages along with the man speaking and the woman speaking. So every time they would speak, they would do sign language. So I said, that's interesting. That's just like the Bible, man. God wants you to understand. He wants you to be edified. He wants you to be built up. He wants you to know. So he says, if any man speak in an unknown tongue, let it be by two or at the most three. Why? So at that by course, he let one interpret. So, and the other ones are bear witness. Yeah, that's the truth. So if I came to you and I'm teaching and I got a bunch of, just for instance, people who speak Spanish and not really into English, because you do have them in this country like that, just for the record. And then you could go overseas, but I'm just trying to give you a scenario here, how this works. Say if you had I was speaking and there should be somebody here to interpret that to those people's language, to their tongue, for a better way of saying it. Should be somebody there so that they can understand in their tongue why. Yeah, they need that. So, I just want everybody to be clear. You know, tongue is for a sign, not for them that believe. Tongue ain't for believers. And people always want to use it for believers. Believers, that's not, tongues is not for believers, but for them that believe not, if you can believe that. But prophesying serve better for believers than tongues or interpretation of tongues or another language. Tongue is for those that believe not, brothers and sisters. It's not for believers. And people have gotten that so twisted. Now, that's what it says over there in 14:22. I better go back and read that. Maybe I need to read it out of another version for you. How about if I read it out the Messenger Bible? It says, so the gift of speaking in other languages is a sign for unbelievers. See that? Is that plain or what? Huh? It's not for believers. Man, get that. Get that. Woo, that's a powerful word right there. Because people want you to think these signs, they're signs for believers, and they're not. It's for unbelievers. The gift of speaking what God has revealed in a sign for believers, not for unbelievers. So suppose the whole congregation gathered in the same place and you speak it in other languages. When the outsider or unbelievers come in, won't they say that you are out of your mind? Don't you think they'll say that? Absolutely. That's what they'll say. Because you know why? You want to speak in a language that people can understand, brothers and sisters. You want to be able to speak in a language that people want to be able to be responsive. You want to be able to speak in a language where people can understand. Because you remember, if you want to be about you, then you need to be talking to God in an unknown tongue, in your own way, in your closet, in your personal place. Let me move on here. There was one other scripture I wanted to share this week because it says that, we'll go back over that. When the church come into one place, I like the way it said that because a lot of people think the church is a building, but it's when you get together. He says, and they all speak tongues, and they'll come in those that are unlearned or unbelieving. Will they not say that you are mad? Absolutely they will. So there has to be some understanding there. There has to be a way to explain to that human mind what's going on, whatever that is. So I urge you, brothers and sisters, prophesy. I urge you, speak what the word says in your own language, in your own tongue. No reason, the Bible says, for he that will love life and see good days, let him refrain his tongue from evil and his lips from speaking no guilt. So rather than to speak lies of hypocrisy, refrain yourself from that. Use your tongue wisely. I like what 1 John 1 said. My little children, let not love in words, neither in tongue, because you got a lot of people, they want to love him. He said, but do it in deed and in truth. See, too many people want to try to glorify themselves when you should be glorifying God. You should be edifying the body of Christ. Romans 3:13, I'm going to let y'all go. He says, for the throat is an open sepulcher like a grave. He says, with their tongues, they have used deceit. The poison of asp is under their lips. Brothers and sisters, that's deep, man. That's Romans 3:13. You got to know, that's deep. People use their tongue to deceive people. And whatever their tongue, their language, they're using to deceive people. See, that's what that's saying. The Bible says, for it is written, as I live, saith the Lord, every knee shall bow to me. And every tongue, you're going to confess. And you're going to confess truth. And you're going to confess what the Word of God says. When it's all said and done and over, you will confess. This I assure you. Hallelujah. Well, there again, brothers and sisters, I apologize. I saw the calls was dropping, boom, 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 beyond my control. So I went on with this, didn't get into what I wanted to, but I just did what the Spirit said. And one other thing, too, remember we're planting seed, spiritual seed, and we'll be back on that Monday, hopefully. But meanwhile, see you Sunday.